Yes, we're talking movies here on Radio Yorkshire on this Wednesday morning, and joining me in the studio, as ever, is the very lovely Katricia Euphigenia Eloise Marr.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm chipper. I'm very, very chipper today.
That's good.
Which is really annoying Billy.
Oh, no.
He didn't have a lot of sleep last night, so...
Oh, no.
Whenever he's not had a lot of... you know, Thursdays is always his down day. No, it's Wednesday this week. And me being chipper is annoying him. Really, really annoying him. So that makes me even more chipper.
Well, I was thinking when I was making his espresso, I was looking at the pot and I thought, does anyone ever just pour the water in the pot and just stir it and go? So maybe he should do that.
I think that would be a good idea. Plus, as well, our cleaner, Helen Mirren.
Nelly!
Is that her name?
Yes.
She looks like Helen Mirren.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So our cleaner, a little bit like Helen Mirren, made me a cup of tea earlier. And I think she put two sugars in it. So I'm white. Woohoo! I may lose a foot. We've got plenty coming up on the movie podcast today. We are going to be talking some news. We're going to be looking ahead to a big new movie this week. In fact, there's two big movies this week. You've got Zoolander, number two. And then you've also got...
Deadpool.
Deadpool is also out. So we'll look at... we'll play one of those trailers. One of those trailers that's a family-friendly
one.
Yeah. Deadpool, you're not going to be able to play mainly because there's too much stuff you need to bleep out. We'll play Zoolander a little bit later. And we'll look at some of the TV news movies as well. And I'd look at that film Spotlight. What a great film that is.
Oh, it's good, is it?
What a great film. Really good.
We'll save it for the review.
Yeah, do the review in a bit. Do the review. Let's do clickbait first of all, shall we? So last week's clickbait, here it is.
I'm a little surprised to see you alive.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart.
Oh, Simba, you must understand. The pressures of ruling a kingdom
are no longer yours. Step down, Scar.
Step down, Scar. I actually watched it over this weekend with Isabel.
Oh, you're very lucky. Does she love it?
Yeah, but she never used to. Mm. I used to put it on, she used to go bonkers that she didn't want to watch it. And I'd be like, you really like this? And no, Daddy, put TBB Zoomy on. All right, then. So we watched it this weekend. She really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good.
The only reason she really wanted to watch it is because we've been listening to Now That's What I Call Disney in the car. And Hakuna Matata!
I definitely don't have that CD.
I haven't got a CD. It's all on the phone. Huh. But it's great. I love that CD. It's got everything she likes to sing on it. Chim Chimney. That's another big favourite in the car as well at the moment.
Yeah.
One of the ones out of Tangled that Mandy Moore sings. I can't remember what it is now. Lots of Frozen on there, of course.
Standard.
Chim Chimney, she likes that. Bare Necessities, she loves that. And You Got a Friend in Me. She loves that one as well from Toy Story.
That got Cilla Black's great nephew through on The Voice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. Who turned around for that?
Boy George.
Oh, my God. So it was, of course, The Lion King. Congratulations to David Leeds. You win the movie prize pack from this week. And this week's movie prize pack, you need to tell me what this film is.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life. First, you gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on! Do it! Come on! Do it!
I love that film.
That Foley artist took a bit of creative license.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. So there you go. What film is that from? At @radio_Yorkshire, studio @radioyorkshire.co.uk, #clickbait, and we will pick out a winner next week. Let's start with some movie news. Kat, what have you got?
Lady of the moment, Amy Schumer, has joined the cast of a war drama, a film.
Like a proper serious thing?
A proper serious thing, no jokes or nothing.
I can't imagine her in anything proper serious.
She can act though, can't she? So...
Okay.
No?
Trainwreck was pretty good. I thought that was quite funny, actually. I like her.
Yeah,
I've watched a few of her...
Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
If you've got What's-His-Name from Sideways joining on, you've got a good thing going, haven't you?
I think so, yeah.
It's called Thank You for Your Service, and it's based on a book that was out in 2013 by the same name. It's soldiers returning from duty in Iraq, and they're struggling to face normality. And it's by the screenwriter of American Sniper, and she's going to be alongside Miles Teller again.
Miles Teller again?
Not again.
There was a lot of rumours about Miles Teller being the next Han Solo.
Well, he could do it. He's a good actor. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Fantastic Four?
Yes, but that was a blip.
Whiplash was great.
Yeah, don't.
And then you watch Fantastic Four and you're like, what? What?
Whiplash has possibly made it into my top 10 list of all time.
What, Whiplash?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, not. Have you seen it yet?
No.
You've got to watch it purely for that last scene. That last scene when they're like, you know, we need a name. What should we call ourselves? Well, there's four of us. And we're fantastic. And that's the end of the film. Spoiler.
I kind of like that.
It's awful. Really, really awful. I've got some breaking news for you. What do you have usually in your handbag at the moment? What have you got in your handbag?
Makeup,
yep.
Card readers.
Yep.
Pens,
yep.
Extra lenses for my phone.
Right. Out of those things, you could probably construct an anti-tank rifle and a tank.
MacGyver?
Quite easily. But if you can't, MacGyver can. because Lionsgate are developing a MacGyver movie. I can't believe this is happening, really. I used to love MacGyver.
All I know of him is that Patty and or Selma were obsessed with him.
Yeah, they were. They were actually obsessed with the guy, weren't they? Richard Dean Anderson was the actor that played MacGyver. I would imagine there's probably going to be a new MacGyver. He's probably a little
Chris
bit old
Pratt.
Now. Yeah, most probably it'll be Chris Pratt or Miles Teller. but, yeah, they're finally going to be doing this big screen version of it. The Fast and Furious producer Neil Moritz and the original MacGyver creator are overseeing a new movie for Lionsgate that one assumes will find someone else to play the original Mac. And as for the TV show, that's apparently there's going to be a new TV show of it as well, possibly, under the scrutiny of James Wan. Taking its colour cue from the cult original and updating with a younger MacGyver. The good news for MacGyver fans, but in The Simpsons it was McGarnacle. Wasn't it McGarnacle? Or I can't remember. There was a different...
I can't remember.
Was it MacGyver that Patty and Selma were into,
yeah.
Or was it McGarnacle?
The man who, like, could get a paperclip and slide down a...
Yeah, it's MacGyver. It's MacGyver. So there we go. So great MacGyver news to start off with. Kat, what else you got?
It's either terrible news for parents everywhere or great news for parents of young children everywhere.
Right. Is he 3.5? Tell me.
Frozen's coming to TV. There's going to be an animated series.
Great news.
For 2017. And it's not going to be a silly little spin-off. It's going to be like a follow-on. And they think they've got Adina, Christian, Josh Gad and Jonathan Groff from Glee.
Yes.
Jesse from Glee.
Really?
Yeah, that blew my mind when I found that out a couple of weeks ago.
Jesse from Glee, that's the Mohawk guy, isn't it, in Glee?
No, it's he's from it's the other one from Vocal Adrenaline that Rachel goes out with and then gets egged by.
Oh yeah, okay, I got you. My Glee knowledge is gone. I watched it and then I sort of like fell out of love with it very, very quickly.
We're letting down the sports people here.
Yeah, we really are. Talking about Glee. Deary me.
Touchdown.
Yeah, but interesting. Yeah, no, Isabel will be very, very happy with that, with a Frozen TV series. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And hopefully songs as well, you would hope, in every episode. Thank you very much.
That's quite a big ask.
Yeah, there you go, it's Frozen. But there's a sequel coming out as well, isn't there? So they're doing a Frozen 2. They announced that, didn't they? Talking of sequels, it is a sequel, but it's like it's a reincarnation, a reimagining again. Mm-hmm. There's a future Zorro movie. It's going to be called Zed, or probably Z. But Alfonso Cuarón, it's not him.
Oh, right.
It's his son. Jonas Cuarón, he is going to be in charge of it. It was going to be called Zorro Reborn. It's now just going to be called Zed, but fitting title, really, because you think about it. That's what he does, doesn't he? Just a
Lazy.
Just a Z.
Lazy.
No, I like that. I like that. I was always a huge fan of the original sort of like TV series, the black and white TV series. They used to show it like during half terms.
Nice.
And it'd be on in the mornings. And I've really, really enjoyed it. That and Flash Gordon. I used to love them. And I quite like the Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas and Catherine Zeta-Jones version. I quite liked that one, the first one. That was all right. A new Zorro film I can heartily get on board with, I think.
So you had Zorro and Flash Gordon. We had Harry and the Hendersons, the series in half term.
Is that about the Yeti, Bigfoot? Right,
yep.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, it was either, as I remember, in half terms, it was either Zorro, Flash Gordon, or if you're really lucky, the kids from Degrassi Street. Then you're talking. Now you're talking. What else have you got?
Well, I took a break from X-Men because it all got too complicated, too many characters. And I learned this morning that one of my favourite actors is in it as Quicksilver. Evan Peters.
Yes. Quicksilver's great as well.
And apparently during the Super Bowl there was an advert and he was in it for a split second with his goggles on.
Yeah.
G-force all over his face.
Yep.
And that scene took 1.5 months to create for just... It'll end up in a 3-minute sequence, and it took 1.5 months to create.
You need to see the Quicksilver scene from the last X-Men movie.
It's when he takes, like,
Days of Future Past. And it's like it's him doing his stuff, going very, very fast and changing everything that's going on. But you need to watch that film because that scene is brilliant and the music they use is just superb.
He's just such a great actor. I watch anything with him in.
It's really good. It's a great character. Really, really good character. Different actor when they use Quicksilver in the Marvel movies, of course, for Avengers. It's a different
Aaron
actor.
Aaron Thingy.
Exactly, Aaron Thingy.
That's his name.
I think that's just about all the news.
Yeah?
I think. Yeah. Oh, hang on a second. Ba 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 ba. Yes, Star Wars news for you, ladies and gentlemen. And a month and a half after it stormed into the cinemas worldwide, Star Wars The Force Awakens has become only the third film ever, and the first not to be directed by James Cameron, to pass $2 billion at the global box office. It's the third highest grossing film of all time right at the moment. It is staggering. It's comfortably ahead of Avatar's US haul because it took $905 million in the US, whereas Avatar only took $760 million. Ha! But elsewhere in the world, it's added $1.1 billion, gives a running total at the moment $2.008 billion and counting. There will be a few more quid as well before it heads to Blu-ray, etc. in April. April we're going to be able to buy it. But it probably won't dislodge Avatar, which is...
That's surprising.
It is surprising. That movie's taken $2.78 billion. But realistically, that came off the back of an initial 3D boom. That's when 3D was like really cool. And everybody wanted to see a big 3D film and little blue monkeys running around in 3D.
And also, do you remember people were... The story at the time that was created to create more buzz, people were going to the film and when they were leaving it, their lives were so poor in comparison, they were becoming depressed from the film, it was saying, because looking at all the colours and all the magic made these people sad. So that was how they got more people to see it.
I remember when I went and saw Avatar and we went to the View Kirkstall Road to watch it.
So did I.
In 3D, obviously, and it was so. But when there were those little lovely little fly things, and they're all around you in the cinema, beautiful, absolutely stunning. You're like, oh! And then when we walked out of the cinema, it was snowing, and it was like, we're in Avatar. It's like it's in Avatar. but it may still, Star Wars: Force Awakens may still get second place, but it needs another 180 million to beat Titanic. Which is the second biggest movie of all time. But not bad, considering they paid $4 billion for the rights and Lucasfilm. That's nearly half the money back already. Plus when you think about all the merchandise.
Perfect.
What else you got?
So I have a question for you.
Yeah, go on then.
Spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it. My friend said this to me the other day, and I think you're possibly the best person to ask.
Okay.
Do you think that Ray was picked because she looked like Natalie Portman?
It's a good point. That, of course, assuming you think that Ray is related in some way to Luke or Leia.
Yeah, that was his question.
Possibly.
Possibly, okay.
Possibly. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised, but there's a lot of different fan theories about who her parentage is. Is it Luke and Leia? Is it Obi-Wan?
Is it the parents from Frozen?
Could be. Could, but he probably isn't. Probably isn't. So there you go. There's your Star Wars news for this week. Do you have any other movie news that we need to...
No, I do not.
No, you're right. Okay, that's it then. All right, lovely. Oh, hold
I
on
do,
a sec.
I
hold
do.
On. Hold on. Breaking news, Claxton.
Not at all. But the final Divergent film has lost its director.
Gutting.
Shailene Woodley, what did you do? Why did your agent make you do this?
She thought it would turn her into Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she was on
she
such
really
a good
did.
Path, and it's just...
Yeah.
I'm sad for her. So
the weird
Schwenk
thing in that sequel, whichever one it was called, is that she'd obviously just done The Fault in Our Stars, so she'd had to lose all her hair, and then she suddenly got this weird haircut in Divergent 2. And it's so obviously a short wig.
I'm just so sad for her. She was amazing, The Descendants, and she might actually crash and burn after this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just sick of watching teenage dramas about a dystopian future.
Well, stop watching them then.
But there's too many of them.
Okay.
Maze Runner. Hunger Games. I mean, Hunger Games is great, but we've seen it now. Thank you very much. Don't need to see them again. Let's talk Zoolander number 2. It's the big new movie out this week. And it stars, of course, Owen Wilson. Loads of characters, loads of different cameos. And, of course, Zoolander himself, Ben Stiller.
He was once the world's most famous male model. Even his looks were household names. La Tigra, Magnum, and of course, Blue Steel. But that was a long, long, long time ago.
Old LeMay?
We were a joke out there.
I guess fashion's changed.
Meet the biggest supermodel in the whole world is all.
Are you like a male model or a female model?
All is all.
I think he's asking, do you have a hot dog or a bun?
Oops.
Derek Zoolander, I'm with Interpol. I need your help.
She's hot. I trust her.
Someone's trying to kill the world's most beautiful people.
Oh, fudge!
Peace out, world.
All of them died with your signature look. This is Blue Steel, right? We need you to infiltrate the world of high fashion.
We're back!
Yeah! Are you sure Zoolander is the right man to help us?
Hey, handsome!
What the hell is your problem?
God help us all. You were amazing.
I'm sorry, I can't understand a word that you're saying.
Toss me the knife.
You've got it.
There's only one criminal mastermind who could be behind all this.
Prison changed me. I am bad to the core now.
Todd, where's my goddamn latte?
But how am I supposed to stop Mugatu?
I'm the Mamba Majamba! I'm the Mamba Majamba!
You're Derek Zoolander. You stopped a Chinese throwing star with a look. Flash me that beautiful Magnum.
Wait, Magnum, now!
Oh! You have this! Oh. Yeah. Tequila!
Oh! Maybe we could try a washcloth.
Ah. Ah. Yeah, even that makes me laugh. I love Ben Stiller. I love Owen Wilson. I love Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's not been in a great film since Anchorman 2. So it's going to be good to see them all back again in Zoolander.
Yeah, it will be good. And Christian Wiig.
And Kristen Wiig's in it as well? Oh, great. That's good news. That's good. I like Kristen Wiig.
Oh, no,
I do like her. I may not like her after July 2016, but we'll see.
The marketing for this film and Deadpool has been outstanding. So yeah. Not just the battling of the films, it's the battling of the posters.
Yeah, I must admit, the Deadpool stuff has been brilliant, hasn't it? Really?
The poster of him and his lady friend in the film, where they've made it look like a rom-com, is outstanding.
It's very, very clever.
And
very,
he's
very
had
clever.
A full... I don't know if you saw the interview with Graham Norton, but he's had a full hand in it. He's, like, texting all the ideas to the department.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is his baby.
Oh, this is a film he's wanted to do for, like, 10-15 years.
Yeah.
The reviews aren't good for
really?
Deadpool. Yeah, they're not good.
Maybe he's too close to it.
Empire gave it 2, I think, which is not a recommendation, which is a real disappointment, I think, for Deadpool, because I think a lot of people were expecting it to be brilliant. I've not seen it, so I don't know.
We need to speak to Helen, sort this out.
We do. We'll get Helen on next week, maybe, and have a little chat with her. What I have seen over the weekend was Spotlight, which is an Oscar-nominated film. It's got a great cast. You've got Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, Billy Crudup, Stanley Tucci. And it's all about, it's a true story of the Pulitzer Prize-winning Boston Globe investigation. They had this sort of, like, team of investigators, kind of like Joe Rawson and Billy Banks.
More Billy.
yeah, possibly. And they were, like, the Spotlight team. So they would do, like... really, really sort of long stories that would take a long time to, like, get fruition. Stories that would, like, take a lot of research. Not stuff that, you know, the guys in the newsroom research for a few minutes and then write a bit of copy up. This stuff that takes about a year. Mm. And it was all... about a crisis in one of the world's oldest and most trusted institutions, which is the Catholic Church. And people were coming out and saying they'd been abused as children by priests in the Catholic Church. And first of all, there was one or two stories came out and, you know, Spotlight, that's not really too much. And then, obviously, how big the cover-up was in the Catholic Church becomes apparent. What I love about this, now, one of my favourite films of all time is All the President's Men.
I couldn't get on board with it.
See, I absolutely love that film. Mainly because when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a journalist. So I really, really loved watching that film when I was a kid because they were like proper investigative journalists and they got to the truth. And plus it's Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman. I mean, what can't you love there? This feels the same because... not vast amounts happens in this film. It's very much in a room and in a few rooms that things happen. But it's fantastic. It really is a great film to watch. And just how these journalists sort of like put things together and work, you know, so solidly over such an expanse of time. No one really raises their voices too much. I think there's one point.
Just Ruffalo.
Yeah, Ruffalo at one point raises his voice a little bit. But there's just some stellar performances. Ruffalo's been nominated for Best Supporting Actor, I think it is, in the Oscars. Realistically, and I sort of agree with another less famous film critic, Mark Kermode. He was saying that realistically they should have an Oscar now for an ensemble cast.
Yeah, definitely.
And this is the sort of film that, yes, you should have an ensemble cast. Because Mark Ruffalo's very good, but I don't think he's any better than Michael Keaton or Rachel McAdams. Or Liev Schreiber. I think Liev Schreiber is brilliant in this.
You know when you learn something, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Liev Schreiber, watched him in The Hurricane the other day from, what, like, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. I've never noticed him before. I thought, when I saw Spotlight for the first time, I thought, oh, Jason Bateman looks different.
He does. He does. He looks a lot like Liev Schreiber. But, look, it's really, really good. Directed by Tom McCarthy. I would heartily recommend it. And it's not boring at all. It runs along at quite a pace. A couple of hours long, 2 hours, 7 minutes, but it's brilliant. It's really, really good.
No, I think Empire was saying it's quite Sorkin-y.
It is. There's a lot of walk and talk. There is. It's quite a snappy dialogue with all of them. They all seem to have good relationships, quite fractious as well. But yeah, it is sort of walky and talky, definitely. But yeah, definitely go and see it if you get a chance. A Spotlight, another of the movies out at the moment that is up for Best Film at the Oscars. Right, let's have a look and see what's on the smaller box this weekend. What are you going to be watching, Kat?
Predictable, I know it's today. It's a Channel 4 at 1:45 in the morning, maybe. 500 Days of Summer.
Excellent.
I love this film. The cinematography's great. They do some clever split-screen stuff.
Yeah.
And nice animations, and the soundtrack's great. And I think Billy always says it gets him points with his lady friend, doesn't he?
Right, really?
Yeah, when he watches that.
It's a lovely film. I do like it.
I love it.
Yeah, I do like that film. That's not bad at all. Mine's sort of a very good companion piece to 500 Days of Summer, actually.
Yeah.
Film 4, Friday, 1:55 in the morning, The Evil Dead.
I've gone for that too.
5 students staying in a remote cabin. You know the story. They find an ancient magical book. And then they read some stuff from that book and unleash evil spirits into the world. It's Sam Raimi's horror from 1981, starring Bruce Campbell and Ellen Sandweiss. And look, it's got some really icky stuff in there. There's no doubt about that. It's one of the films that was a so-called video nasty in the early 90s. It was banned for a number of years. But because there's a couple of scenes in there that are, well, particularly...
misjudged.
Maybe not for family viewing. I won't be showing Isabel that anytime soon, The Evil Dead.
I'm glad.
She does like a spooky film, though.
Yes, but she's 3, Darren.
Yeah, we've been watching Alvin and the Chipmunks meet the werewolf. She loves that. She's
just
loving that.
No, watch Casper, that's all right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a pick for me. Film 4, Friday, 1:55 in the morning, Evil Dead.
I also went for that. But I've also gone for Saturday, District 9, Film 4, 1:05. All these films are at 1:00 something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? They put great films on overnight. Luckily, people have got, like, Sky Plus and things.
Maybe it's for the students.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone for a bit of cheese. Well, not cheese, but a bit of, like, popcorn, sit back, just let it wash over you action stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 4, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, Escape Plan. Now, straight away you think...
Who's in that?
Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, God.
This was out a couple of years ago. And an expert takes a contract from the CIA to test a maximum security prison to try and break out of it. But he discovers he's been duped and his captors intend him to stay inside forever. So then he actually has to plan to escape, hence the name Escape Plan. But to succeed, he's going to need the help of a long-term convict. And he wants his freedom in return for assistance. It stars Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Decker. I went and saw this at the cinema. I didn't take the wife because she didn't want to see it. But I thought, you know, watch a film with Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be great. And to be honest with you, there's some bits in it that are just brilliant. There's some really awful bits. It's not a highbrow film by any stretch, but it's great fun.
It really is
great fun. And they almost are playing caricatures on themselves. There's bits in there where they have a fight scene, and it's just... This is just straight back to the 80s action comedies. It's really good. And there's like a slow-mo of Arnold Schwarzenegger firing a machine gun, and you can just see all the muscles rippling and everything, and it's all in slow-mo. And actually, everybody in the cinema was laughing. It was it's great, honestly.
It's really admirable of them to do something so far out of their comfort zone.
I think so. But watch it Saturday night, Kat.
Okay, I will.
Please do. What else you got?
That's all I had. Well, I had Evil Dead, but you took it.
I took that. I've got one more.
Oh, yeah?
Got one more. ITV, Sunday, 9:20, Sudden Impact, from 1983.
Right.
It's Detective Dirty Harry Callahan. He's back.
Oh.
And he's sent to investigate a killing in a small town. It's with Sandra Locke, who Clint Eastwood actually married. I think there was his wife at
Is
this
that
point.
Is that Scott Eastwood's mummy?
Might be, actually. Mm. It might be his mummy. It's not the best of the Dirty Harry films, but it's Clint Eastwood playing Dirty Harry. Come on! It's pretty good. He's got a magnum, and he says things like, You feel lucky? Well, he doesn't actually say it. He says that in the first one. So, look, really, really good, because it's Clint Eastwood. It's Dirty Harry. Record it, though, because it's ITV4, so it means there's tons of adverts, and he's just going to forward those.
I've got loads of homework to do, haven't I?
You have. But if you've never seen the original Dirty Harry, then I've watched that, because that is a very, very good film. We need to do. You can watch the movie vodcast of this at some point in the very near future. That'll be up on tvyorkshire.co.uk. Quick reminder of your clip bait for this week.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life. First, you gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on! Do it! Come on! Do it!
I love that film. So if you know what film that is, get in contact with us at radio_yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk, and hashtag clickbait. We'll pick a winner for the movie prize back at the same time next week. Until next week, Katricia, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.